This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell here at the Combined Sections meeting in Chicago, Illinois. It's 2012, huge crowd, unbelievable. Already sat through one seminar that was fabulous. Now I'm in the convention center in the exhibit hall speaking to Kelly Sanders. She's the president of Team Movement for Life, a 17 group of clinics working in physical therapy, outpatient, private practice, physical therapy clinics. Kelly, thank you so much for taking time away from your booth and joining us here on PT Talker.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
You are president. Now, that's big time. That is something. You have been with the organization now how long?
11 years.
Okay. Now, what is unique about the 17 clinics that you're in charge of running? And let's just get a little sense of, you have kind of a different model, an attitude, a philosophy. Share that with our listeners.
Sure, I'd love to. We have 17 clinics, as you said, that are really, I believe, there and doing so well because of the people. People on our team are our largest asset by far. Those people are led by what we call a clinic director. And our clinic directors are highly incentivized to run their office. So they live and die by the success of the clinic. They're incentivized to make a low base pay each month. So our clinic directors really set the tone. They do all of the day-to-day operations, and then our administrative team comes in and provides all of the back office support structure that they may need. Our philosophy being that our clinic directors really focus on three key things, and that being patient care, interacting with their general and medical communities, and then really developing a strong clinical team and taking great care of our staff. Because as I said, we really believe our team is our largest asset. And we do all of that with three key things in mind, and we call them the three A's. Our three A's stand for ability, and that being that we make sure everyone on our team, whether you're in clinical care, you're in our billing office, you're a PT aide, you really have all of the skills it takes to really be the best ability in your area. Our second A is atmosphere. We believe that it's really important to have a fun, upbeat atmosphere for both the people we have the opportunity to treat, but also for the people on our team. And then our last one is access. We believe it's important that we do whatever's necessary to make sure we have open access and that people can access our services. So that's kind of us in a nutshell.
Sure. Now, so 17 clinics, how long has it taken to get to 17, and where do you see, I mean, is there a top? Is there a goal for 2012? Where's your group going?
Sure. So we started back in 1999. Jim Glenn was our founder. He purchased one clinic in San Luis Obispo, California. And from that time, he really had this vision of sharing what he saw as his vision to grow the practice. And that was this director model and sharing in the both the risk and the reward of private practice. So from 1999, we've gone from one clinic to 17 clinics today. Our goal and our plan is to continue to add between one and three clinics over the next 10 years. That is really our goal. We're very much in a growth mode. So we're here at Combined Section actually looking for motivated team members to join our practice as physical therapists. And then ultimately, we have an in-house training program to train them to be successful clinic directors and then someday hopefully be partners in the organization.
So, and you actually, just for clarification, meant one to three per year for the next 10 years?
Correct. That's our goal.
Okay. All right. So what kind of person are you looking for?
In a physical therapist director? We're looking for someone that is very motivated, that is excited about what they do. We think that's really exciting to see people with passion for physical therapy, but also people that have general awareness of themselves as well as the team. But more than anything, we're looking for people that value a team approach because we are a very collaborative practice. It's not about one person. It's really about the team as a whole and finding people that are going to empower each other and motivate each other to do the best we can in physical therapy.
So now, does someone that's going to be a clinic director, do they start right out as clinic director or do they work their way up somehow? Do you identify a clinic director and how does that work?
So we have a training program. So you don't usually start as a clinic director on day one. It happens very occasionally, and those are experienced therapists that move into that role. But for the most part, we have a clinic director training program, and people will come on. They'll start as a physical therapist. We call it a team physical therapist. They'll come on, train maybe in our residency program. They'll go through our mentorship program to really make sure their clinical skills are solid. And then we have our 18-month director training program, which is a combination of classroom education via online and technology-based, technology-leveraged mediums that our CEO, Matthew Wild, runs. He has a business background, so he really brings the business side of physical therapy private practice to the clinical side. They also have a mentor clinic director who's an experienced clinic director, so that's someone they'll meet with monthly to make sure that they're getting their questions answered and they're also getting on-the-job training through their mentor. They're working with their mentor day-to-day in clinical practice so that they actually get to see what it's like to run a practice. And our hope is that at the end of that 18-month program, they've done a lot of the jobs of a clinic director under the supervision of their mentor. So when they do step into a clinic, it's not this new foreign world.
So, all right, let's turn to you personally, Kelly. You're the president of 17 clinics. What are some of the things that keep you up at night? What are you worried about in the world of private practice?
In the world of private practice? You know what? I really think that if you do the right thing every day by our patients and by the people in our community, I think we'll be fine in private practice. Things that keep me up at night, there's a lot going on. Obviously, there's downward pressures on reimbursement, and that's something that obviously we're keeping an eye on. But we really believe that as long as you have a strong team, you continue to innovate and look for new ways to bring that service, and then ultimately continue to do a good job by the patients that we have the opportunity to treat, things will be okay. We may be looking at alternative payment models. We may be, you know, more in a private pay cash environment. But again, we really believe that if we have people that really hit on those three A's I talked about, that ultimately, while things may change a little bit, we'll be successful still. So we really make sure that we tell everyone in our practice that you need to be open to change, and growth is a big part of our organization. So physical therapy may not look like it does today, but as long as we keep doing the right thing and hitting on those three A's, we believe we'll continue to be successful.
So let's turn a little bit then to copays. We're seeing in the industry copays rising. What maybe used to be a $5 copay is now a $30 copay, maybe even higher. What's the advice? I'm a patient. I need 12 visits, $40 copay per visit. How do your therapists deal with that? What's the instruction? What do they tell patients that say, wow, that's a lot of money?
Right. We really try to talk to them about the value of the service. We've really found, though, that being upfront with them, and this year we've actually started a new program in a lot of the offices in terms of, you know, telling people really explicitly and even encouraging them to start paying ahead, not only on their copay, but on their deductible. We found that the more straightforward we are with the patients and the more we explain that, they've embraced it, and they've actually been great. We just had a clinic director this morning that told me we collected $28,000 in deductibles in January alone. And
that would be unusual?
That is unusual for us because we weren't asking for those things in advance before. But we've really found that the educational component, combined with really making sure that we do above and beyond just the basic physical therapy, we do a great job. But the little things, the things that just add elements to customer service and make them really value the care and the relationship, have gone a long way. So we just every day try to make sure that everything we're doing in the clinic really conveys to the patient that we care and that we're going to go above and beyond, go the extra mile to make sure they and their family are taken care of.
Very good. Good. So I guess that kind of brings to a close the time that we have to spend together. But I'm just curious. You opened in the exhibit hall this morning, so you've had a couple hours. How's it going so far? What are you hearing? What's the mood of the show in general? Give us your little flavor there as we close out our talk today.
Sure. This is only our second year here, and it's been amazing this year. A lot of energy this year. We've been busier than we've ever been. We haven't even gotten to unopposed hours. A lot of students that are really excited about physical therapy and looking for different opportunities and asking more direct questions about who owns your practice? What opportunities do you have? A lot of them are asking about residency or training programs, which we fortunately have, and that's a big part of our practice. So it's been really exciting.
Yeah. And have you heard the numbers? Are we up, down? Do you know, over year over year?
I haven't heard, but I've heard they're projecting it to be our busiest year, but I haven't heard an exact number yet.
All right, why don't we go with that? We're now proclaiming on PT Talker that this is the biggest CSM ever in the history. No, wait. Well, of course, APTA will kill me, but we'll just say that that's what we think is the case.
It feels like.
That's right. All right, Kelly Sanders, she is the president of Team Movement for Life Physical Therapy, located in California. Awesome, awesome lady. and Arizona. She wants to correct me, yes, and that's great. That's what we do here on PT Talker. We want to educate and inform and hopefully provide information that will help you be a better physical therapist today. So, Kelly, thank you so much again for taking the time. I pulled you away from a very busy booth.
Sure. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Good. All right. And just want to remind everybody that to tell your friends, your neighbors, and your peers, well, probably not your neighbors, but your peers about PT Talker. Again, we're bringing you free, helpful information and expertise each and every week right here on PT Talker. So thanks for joining us. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.